Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you live in a community that is fitness ready? Do you live in a community that you feel the people are in better shape? Is there something you can actually do to get involved, to make your community kind of wake up, take notice, get involved in some healthier activities? My guest is Phil Trotter. He's a consultant for Exercise is Medicine, the global initiative for the American College of Sports Medicine. So, Phil, how do you look at your community and know whether or not they are a fit community? I mean, do you just look at the size of the women walking by you at the local store?
Sure, but, you know, some of the things that are fantastic indicators are, well, you know, how has a particular community invested in sidewalks and parks and programs that are being made available at recreation centers and community centers? I mean, those are good indicators of the kind of interaction that the communities are having with people directly. And then a lot of times when you look at those areas, are people using them? Are they actually being promoted? And is the community members taking advantage of those?
Well, you know, I find myself sad sometimes because down the street from my house is a free ice skating rink, and it's attached to a park. And I see this empty so often. I mean, there's some hockey players hanging around, but, you know, it's empty so often. And I know, because I have a 12-year-old son, that unless the weather's, like, perfect, these kids are all home playing video games. And I just want to knock on every door as I want to knock my son on the side of his head and say, get out there. Look at that. That's a great ice skating rink, and it's free. So how can people sort of spread the word? How can they get it out there? Because, okay, so the American Fitness Index, which we're not completely talking about on this show, but we are mentioning, by the American College of Sports Medicine, is such an amazing gathering of information of communities around the country and how they rank based on their level of fitness and the availability of parks and pools. What goes into this ranking every year absolutely floors me. But so, Phil, when we think of doing it in our own communities, what can we actually do to kickstart the community and say, come on, let's do it?
Well, I think it's such a good point and a great question because, you know, it's just not about the assets that are in a community. It's really about the programs. So it's not just the places, but it's the programs and the professionals that are available in the community that can really help create that energy and particularly establish programs in these places, these assets that are available in a community. Because in some ways, if it's just a location that you can use, you're sort of left to your own to come up with the energy and the enthusiasm to engage in whatever's available at those locations. And it's sort of like the concept of being self-directed, which most people aren't that good. They're not that motivated to do it. But if there's a program there that's being conducted at regular times that they can see relates directly with them, then you've got a much better chance of engaging them and seeing them active.
So you could go to your park district and say, I want some cooking classes for healthy cooking. And then maybe they can get those going.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to really ask for it because sometimes the communities will come up with it. I mean, our local Whole Foods offers healthy cooking classes. I don't know how many people in my community take advantage of these classes, but they're there.
They are absolutely there. And a lot of times people just don't know it because they may not have the budgets to create awareness, or hasn't been necessarily a solid strategy for creating awareness. But the one thing that we know about, you know, the fitness industry and about exercise, we have so many professionals that are there in the community, and they can be very, very helpful engaging community members to get them involved in classes.
I think so, too. And, you know, you can go and check out the classes at the Park District and talk to whoever maybe the fitness expert is and see. Because, you know, I know that in my community, you know, once you get involved in one thing, you want to keep getting involved in others. So, okay, looking at the parks, the things like that, Do they have some exercise equipment? You know, because, Phil, some parks now have these things you can do chin-ups on and push-up bars. They have these little obstacle courses.
That's absolutely right. It's amazing the kind of stations, exercise stations, that are being made available both outdoors and even indoors. I mean, there are a number of community centers that have those stations as well that can. The other thing that I'm seeing that's very interesting in terms of a movement is the sharing of spaces between public spaces and private professionals and programs to use those spaces and work together to provide free programs to the community.
Such as?
Well, I think right now we're seeing, for example, with Exercise as Medicine, we just started in the state of Mississippi, in the city of Jackson, which is the capital of Mississippi, and we've started programs for the 55 and over, working with various municipalities and using their community centers to provide programs for 55 and over, and then the support for the professionals to be there. A local bank is actually putting up the money for that. So we have private coming together with public to provide the community with something specific that they need.
Another good idea that I've heard, Phil, is that if you want to get people sort of a little fit, maybe raise money for something. Start a 5K. When I used to run a health club back a few years ago, because I wanted to get people sort of grouped together and motivated, I called American Heart Association, and they sent me all kinds of booty to hand out and said, start this little program, you know, do it for your heart, it was called. And boy, people signed up in droves, because if it's something you can sign up for and maybe you get a prize at the end or you're raising money for a good cause, then they want to get more involved.
It is so true. It is so true. And of course, those kind of events create a lot of awareness just by themselves. And what I think you're seeing more of is that those events are now being used sort of as a starter to more sustainable programs. So it's about not only the fun of the event, you know, helping to raise money, winning prizes, but it becomes that entry point to a more day-to-day activity that so many people need.
And I think in our communities, what the heck, get to know your neighbors. You know, get to know your community so it becomes social as well. People laugh at the old social gatherings back in the 20s, you know, but you can do something like that today. You just make it a little more fitness and health oriented.
No, that's exactly right. And you know, there's so many resources in a community. I think, as you mentioned, you've got the Heart Association, you've got Diabetes Association, you've got particularly those chronic diseases that are impacted by sedentary lifestyles and can be positively impacted by getting physically active. And they're very, very supportive in terms of creating events and sustainable programs for exercise.
Well, that's a good idea. So people can call the American Heart Association and they can get involved in the National Diabetes Association. And these are ways to get your community involved, maybe raise money for a good cause. So go to your local park districts, go sit in on a village board meeting and say, you know what, we're a little bit too fat as a community. Why can't we get some more fitness things going? Wrap it up for us, Phil, in the last 30 seconds or so of what you think the best advice for getting your community up and going is.
I think something very new to keep an eye on that communities can in fact count on in the future are the nonprofit hospitals that are in your community, because they have a mandate to provide community outreach programs that are specific to physical activity and obesity. And in order to maintain their nonprofit status, they have to provide these community services. So look for them to be a real leader in communities in terms of physical activity.
That's a great idea. You can go to your local hospital, nonprofit hospitals, because they do have that mandate. And they're popping up with fitness programs and wellness programs and CPR programs and all kinds of things. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.